of this song was one that was played at Miss Betty Johnson's funeral. As many of you know, she battled cancer for quite some time, and that became a very comforting thing for her, and she wanted that played at her funeral. And when I was setting up for that, I fell in love with that song. I have it on my favorites list, and I play it a lot of times. And if you've noticed, we do have quite a theme today. We're talking about shepherds in Psalm 23. So before we start, I want to pray. Lord, we thank you for this and each wonderful day. I thank you for the dedicated individuals who have participated in this worship service today. I pray that your spirit fills and touches every soul here today. I ask for your peace as I deliver this message. Amen. Well, I kind of got ahead of myself a little bit here. I got to do the scripture first. The scripture today is also following along the shepherd theme. I got to turn this light on because I can't see. Okay. All right, if you want to follow me in your Bibles, it's from John chapter 10, the Good Shepherd and His Sheep. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. But I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." The word of the Lord for the people of God. Okay, so now that I'm out of